You'll like this, Jess.
I love
pants are on fire.
Of course it's a theme tune. It's a proper game. It is a celebrity pants on fire. Pants this morning with Jess Glynn.
Yes.
Jess.
Yeah.
Here's how it works. You need to tell us three things about you. Only one of those must be true. If we can spot the truth, we win. If you fool us, you will win a very special prize.
Look at these. I'm not joking. These are official. Jamie and Emma. Pants on fire pants.
Actual pants.
Look at those.
So how do I win them?
All you have to do is fool us.
Fool you. Right.
Yes. So we need three facts about Jess Glynn. Don't forget, then. One of them must be true.
I can say these in any order I want.
Two are complete fibs.
Yes. Right, okay, got this. All right, then. So the first one is... Oh, no, but I really...
You've not got much of a poker face already.
No. I know. Wait.
Come on, straight
up. Oh, look, I cry and I laugh as well. It's a nightmare. Okay, so at the moment, I've been touring a lot, and I recently decided to fly myself, and I'm having flying lessons to do that.
Is that right? Okay.
I started having flying lessons because actually I can fly myself, like, locally, and I thought it might be a bit easier.
Why not? Yeah. And how are you finding those so far? You finding it?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I'm terrible at these kind of things. It's not a lie.
Okay, fair enough. You just keep saying it's not a lie enough.
Yeah.
So that's your first fact, that you are learning to become a pilot. Okay, Jess, fact number two, please.
All right, then. If I eat coriander, I'm sick.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it? And why? Do you know why particularly that herb does it, as opposed... I mean, you're right with basil and oregano. It's not a problem.
It's a really weird one. I don't know. I mean, I guess all herbs have different...
So do you have to check it every time you eat? You have to make sure there's no coriander in
there? Yeah, so I'd have to always be like, if I'm out for dinner and they're taking my order, I have to be like, is there coriander?
Sure.
And they're like, yeah, well, no.
Lay off the coriander. That's the advice.
Mm. Okay, what's your next fact?
Fact number three.
This is actually quite exciting. This Christmas, I'm going to be in a pantomime.
Is that right?
Yeah, this is actually quite exciting.
Just as your career has really taken off, you're deciding to do pantomime.
I actually am doing this really cool pantomime in London. I can't really tell you much.
Right, because,
who are you playing?
Because you're making
Can you tell us who you're playing?
No, I'm not actually.
Okay.
No, it's going to be really funny. It'll be a laugh.
So there are Jess's three facts. She can't bear coriander. She's going to be in panto. And who'd have thought it? She's teaching herself how to fly.
That's the funnest one.
But
you should do it.
What is the truth, though? 8:21:22 with your thoughts. Let us know. And we will find out what Jess is lying about next. You're listening to Heart Breakfast. Jamie Theakston and Emma Bunton.
Good morning. Hello.
And North London's finest, Jess Glynn. Is right here with us still. She's enjoying Pants on Fire, let me tell you. That's it, Jess. Come on, I knew I was going to get you sing.
My pants are on fire.
That is beautiful. Who'd have thought Jess Glynn can't bear coriander? She loves to fly. And she also doesn't mind a little bit of panto. But what is the truth? I have to say, on first thoughts, the flying clearly is made up.
Yeah, because I you think came that one's over. Made up. She was crying with laughter.
Physically, you couldn't actually get it out.
You could hold it together.
Without giggling, crying, and getting generally a little bit hysterical.
I'm a bit stuck, because the panto one, I would have said absolutely no way on earth. But she's saying that it's a bit of a different kind of panto. Maybe it's a TV version-y.
Sure. Been quite cagey, though, about who's in it, or indeed what it actually is.
Yeah, because if I was to go, right, well, this is what it is, then when it comes to the point in time, it'll be a bit...
Or it's just a big fib.
The producer would be very upset.
Oh, Dave the producer got a name now, has he? The producer. Right, Dave the producer. Come on. I'm going to go with coriander. That would be my thought. Jess Glynn's allergic to coriander. It's one of those famous pop facts. You know, everyone knows. Jess Glynn, she's allergic to coriander.
That's a good fact, isn't it?
What do you think? You think, me think panto.
I think panto.
Going with you. All right, we think that you're going to be in panto.
Liar, pants on fire.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I went for that one.
You were so Dave the producer.
Come on, that was it. That threw it for me.
What kind of panto is it? I don't know. What are we going to be? I don't know.
Which one's true?
Oh, I hate coriander.
Coriander.
Yeah. It makes me so sick. I don't always throw up, though.
Sure. Okay. Well, nice. That's good to know. If you're ever out on a date with Jess Glynn, that's good to know.
Don't give a coriander.
Listen, Jess,
I wish the flying one was real, though. That would be good.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah, just be like, guys, I'm going to go do a gig. Let's get in plane.
Maybe that's something you could do.
I could, actually.
Yeah.
But I hate flying. I'm really scared of flying.
Maybe you want to choose something else.
Me too. We've got so much in common. We hate flying. Yeah. I also cry when I laugh.
Do you?
Yeah. We've got lots going on. We live in North London. We should just be best buddies.
We should, yeah.
We'll hang out. Okay, good. Don't forget your pants.
Oh, yeah, you've won the pants.
Because you won those. Well done.
I have to wear these.
Yeah, on tour. We want to see pictures of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Jess Glynn.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jess.
Thanks.